Feel the burn.
Okay, Feel the Burn time. That was Beyonce and Jay-Z. But now it's Feel the Burn. I am sitting the opposite side of the desk. I'm blindfolded. Jenny's not in today, so it's all the pressure's on me. And Alan has now, our producer, has jumped behind. He's now flying the plane. He's pushing the buttons.
Yeah.
Alan, are you there?
I am.
Because it just feels awkward when I can't see anything, because I'm not sure how much more I can talk for Ireland, but I mean, I just don't know how much more you want me to say at this point.
So I know that a lot of the ladies listening to the show today only could only dream of blindfolding Nikki. I get the pleasure of doing that every week on the show.
And is that a big pleasure for you
too? It is. It's one of the highlights of my week, Nikki.
You can make all these kind of hand gestures behind my back that
Absolutely.
I'll never know.
I can get my back on you. So we've changed it around a little bit for today.
Okay.
So the person beside you, who can actually talk, so you can say hello now.
Hi.
Okay, so what we want you to do is, just by the power of touch, Nikki, we want you to guess this person's profession. Okay?
Okay. Well, already, as soon as I heard the hi, I know that it's not somebody I know, because I was waiting for, you know, a voice, a recognisable voice. Can you say hello again?
Hi.
Okay, can you say, hello, I'm feeling good today.
Hello, I'm feeling good today.
Okay, I don't recognise the voice. So, how in the name of God am I supposed to tell what she does by touching?
Well, I just try and turn around now and feel the burn. So that's the whole point of it, Nikki. Just okay. And I'll be careful where you're
feeling. Can I ask
feeling.
Your name, no?
Yeah, of course you can.
What's your name?
My name's Katie.
Katie. It's not Katie Taylor, is it?
No.
Okay. Oh, just a guess.
That's
I
guess.
Am from the same town, but no.
Okay. And she's from Bray, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Katie, can I have your hands, please? Okay. I'm going to put that hand on the table. Okay. So there's no engagement ring or wedding ring there that I can feel. Nails are nice and manicured. Oh, okay. She's dressed, just so you know, because I'm now feeling her sleeve.
People don't believe that Nikki's actually blindfolded, but he is.
Okay. Okay. I'm feeling hair, long hair. Okay.
So
I mean,
the,
I don't know. I mean, like, I feel a girl's hand with it rolled
yeah,
up
so
sleeve.
Yeah,
I mean,
so, well, think about it. So nicely manicured nails. Think of nice professions to do with that, Nikki.
Okay, can I have your hand, please, Katie? There's no watch. Well, our nails feel really good, so... I mean, I'm going to guess a beautician, just because.
Not the correct answer. Go
okay.
again.
How many guesses do I have? As many as I like. Can I have your shoes, please, Katie? Let me see. Okay, she's in flats. Okay. Oh, they feel a bit Converse-y. Feels like jeans or some sort of combats or something. I mean, I'm not exactly sure how much more I can feel without actually being inappropriate.
We will allow you three questions, Nikki.
Okay. Katie, how old are you?
25.
And did you go to college to do what you do?
Not a conventional school.
Oh.
Oh, God. That throws me right off the scent.
I am trained, but yeah.
You're trained?
I am trained. I do go to a school for this profession.
Do you still go to a school?
Yes.
Are you a teacher?
No.
What are your working hours? Is it regular 9 to 5?
No, mostly weekends.
Hmm. Do you work with animals?
No.
Okay.
Kind of.
Some sort of teaching then. Weekends. Do you coach a football team?
No.
Do you work in sport?
Yes.
Okay.
So at this point, Nikki, if the listeners can guess this, text in now to 51552. We'll give you a 2FM summer pack, including the beach ball and the frisbee.
Okay.
I don't think anyone's going to guess.
Well, I'm not finished with my questions.
What Katie does for a living.
Okay. Have your manicured nails anything to do with your profession?
No, because if you saw them, they're not manicured.
See, that's coming from a guy's point of view. I thought they were. Weekend, and it's only weekends, and you never work in the week?
Very, very rarely.
Are you a fitness instructor?
No.
Do you work in a gym?
No.
Are you a swim instructor?
No.
Have to guess, Nikki. One guess and then we'll take a song.
God. Are you a priest?
No.
Weekends, mass?
Answer after this.
When I met you in the summer...
Feel the burn.
Okay, just a moment ago I was blindfolded. I now have the blindfold off, and sitting in front of me was a young lady, and when we went to the song, I said, well, I still don't know what you do. Katie, tell us what you do.
I'm a professional wrestler.
A professional wrestler?
Mm-hmm.
At the weekends, you wrestle?
I do, yeah.
And you were telling me you're from Bray as well, so when I guessed Katie Taylor, when I was blindfolded, you went to the same school as her?
Yeah, same school, St Killian's. She's a couple of years ahead of me, but yeah, same town, same school.
Okay, now I never knew there was female professional wrestling in Ireland on the weekends. how is that?
It's a lot of fun. There's actually more shows than you think around Ireland, a couple of different schools. I go to Fight Factory Pro Wrestling in Bray, that's my school. We've four girls training there.
Okay.
And we do shows most weekends.
So how many professional female wrestlers are there in Ireland, approximately?
Four or five.
So do you just do a round robin, keep fighting each other every weekend?
Mostly, but sometimes I get to wrestle. I travel a lot to wrestle.
Okay.
I've been to England, I've been to France, Holland, a couple of different places. And this weekend for my show, I was lucky enough to have Pollyanna over from England.
Okay.
And so I got to wrestle her. So, you know, I get a bit of variety in what I do.
So Pollyanna's here beside, she was outside, we brought her in. Hey Pollyanna, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. You told me this during that song, and I happened to say, so you're friends with Pollyanna, you wrestled her at the weekend.
Yeah.
Who won?
I did.
Yeah. So you beat her, but you're friends, because you told me you're going sightseeing.
We are, yeah. She's in Dublin till tomorrow, so we're going to go check out some sights. It's kind of one of the cool parts of wrestling, is we get to travel to different places, meet different people, and kind of have new experiences. So it's all part of it.
And Pollyanna, are you from England?
Yes. I live in London. I just came over for the weekend. Really.
And how did you get involved with pro wrestling?
I watched it. I just was like, a friend of mine was really into it. And then I watched a match and I just thought, wow, the girls can really go. And I was thinking, I want to give it a go. So I started and I trained around, and yeah, I just kept going and I've just been doing it ever since.
Is it the same as the WWE? You have to pin you for three, or is it same count, all that type of stuff?
Yeah, so we kind of focus on the show element like that. So like we recently had a show in Liberty Hall on Saturday. We're back there in October. We have, you know, the ring, the stage, the pyro, the music, the characters, the outfits. It's exactly like you see on TV.
That's fantastic. I want to go see it.
You should.
Am I allowed?
Oh, yes.
Am I invited?
Yeah.
When's the next fight?
October 17th in Liberty Hall is the next big Dublin show.
Okay. And how many bouts would be on in one evening?
6 to 7.
Okay.
So we could have some fun stuff. Like on Saturday, we had an Extreme Rules match. We'd like the Belgian tag team champions over to face the Irish tag team champions. We had a couple of different things going on.
But like, you know, WWE is obviously entertainment. This isn't entertainment. Is this for real, or is it entertainment?
It's entertainment.
Okay. Yeah. So do you know, am I allowed to ask this? Do you know who's going to win before you fight? Is that a wrong question to ask? Don't answer that. Don't answer that.
We don't want to spoil the magic.
So have you got a signature move?
I do. It's called the Gory Bomb.
The Gory Bomb?
Yeah.
It's a rough thing to take.
You took it on Saturday, I guess.
I took it and smacked my face right into the mat.
Wow.
It's the way it goes.
Is it like a suplex or something where you lift her up and...
We're kind of back to back, and I'll hoist her up over my shoulders, grab her feet and smash her on her face.
Mm. Sounds nice.
It's fun.
Was it Pollyanna, isn't it?
Yes.
What's your signature move?
Mine is the Samoan driver, which I hit Katie with after I spat in her face. But unfortunately, she still kicked out, which I was quite frustrated about. And then I ran into her Gory Bomb and she got me.
You spat in her face?
I wanted to win.
And you're going sightseeing now?
Yeah.
Something wrong there, isn't it? You should consider UFC.
This is more fun.
Yeah, this is more fun.
And anybody listening, any children listening especially, please do not try this at home.
Absolutely.
These are professional wrestlers, so remember that and do not try it at home. Girls, thanks very much for coming in. I'm intrigued by it all, and I'd love to go and see it when you're back in town.
Definitely.
It should be good.